Associated Press reports two top U.S. officials say the Biden administration will announce more military aid for Ukraine amid Russia's new onslaught in the Kharkiv region. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The officials say it'll be $275 million in artillery and ammunition. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin told defense leaders earlier this week Ukraine is in a moment of challenge.
And you'll see a steady flow of U.S. assistance to Ukraine week after week.
U.S. aid for Ukraine was held up in Congress for months, and Russia's tried to take advantage of weapons shortages by pushing Kyiv's forces back in some areas and pounding its power grid. Since the aid bill was approved last month, the U.S. has announced and started to send nearly $1.7 billion in weapons from Pentagon stocks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli military said Thursday it completed a two-day operation in the occupied West Bank that the Palestinian Health Ministry says killed 12 Palestinians and wounded 25 others. The regional tensions from the Israeli-Hamas war were also felt in the Red Sea, where a missile splashed down in the water near the crucial Bab el-Mandeb Strait Thursday, caused no damage, and in Lebanon, where state-run national news agency says an Israeli drone struck and killed one person and wounded three students who were passing on a nearby bus. Israel, meanwhile, announced it's cutting off financial transfers to the Palestinian Authority that will deepen an economic crisis in the West Bank. Speaking in Italy Thursday, ahead of a meeting with finance officials from the Group of Seven Nations, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen expressed her concern about the move.
These banking channels are critical for processing transactions that enable almost $8 billion a year in imports from Israel, including electricity, water, fuel, and food.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Kenya's President William Ruto celebrated 60 years of a U.S.-Kenya partnership Thursday as the White House